Welcome, listeners. I'm Mike Santos, VP of Operations for Trusted Senior Specialist. And this is a first of many podcasts. And today I'm going to introduce you to Jeremy Johnson, National Sales Trainer of Trusted Senior Specialist. Jeremy.
Hello, everyone. I did not mean to interrupt you. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today, the first of many podcasts that we'll be having, talking about anything and everything all related to you and having your best 2024 that you've ever had. Actually, is that even possible?
Yes, okay. It is possible. And so what just ended this month?
Oh my gosh, lots of stuff. But mainly the annual enrollment period or election period, depends on if my compliance offer is listening and CMS is listening. Annual enrollment or election period just ended just a few days ago, like a week and one day. So it ended. Now what? What happens? Mikey?
Well, you know, there's a lot of other things going on. You know, we still have open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. But is AEP truly over? Because there are a lot of SEPs out there that Medicare beneficiaries can take advantage of. Absolutely. And continue to be able to enroll in a plan.
So SEPs is a big one. Annual AEP, everybody in the United States can make those changes. And it's just a bombardment onslaught. It's what a lot of insurance agents get into the business for. It's really why I was sold on the insurance industry almost 20 years ago. Podcasts weren't even a thing 20 years ago. Golly, how far we've come. But here we are now, 2023, moving into 2024. SEPs, we've got wildfire, we've got drought, we've got political SEPs, we've got five-star SEPs. There happens to be a five-star plan in your area. Moves, relocations, different counties, different plan options. There are so many things that you can take part in to continue to sell for 2024.
Yeah, that's right. And also a big one that's happening all over the country is the Medicaid redetermination as well. So anyone that's losing their Medicaid status, that opens up an SEP for them to be able to select another plan that is that will help them without having the Medicaid. So lots of opportunity out there. And then, of course, everyone's turning 65. How many people do we have turning 65 every day?
10,000, over 10,000, I think is the new number. Turning 65 every day. The interesting thing is we ran some numbers on that T65 market. Just in Texas, turning 65 in the first quarter of 2024, the number actually, it wowed me. Astounded? Outstanded?
Probably shocked.
Shocked me this morning. It's 216,000 folks turning 65 just in Texas over the next January, February, March, moving into April. So that's a lot of people to choose from. You start talking to them now, but of course you can't enroll them until first quarter of 2024. So now that AEP is over, the word is over, but your enrollment opportunities are still out there. Mike, you asked me the other day, what would I do if I needed to make some Christmas cash?
Right.
I mean, we're a week away from Christmas, a week in what, 2 days now? I will start shopping on Tuesday for that. December has always been one of my best sales months. And the reason is really simple. It's the one month that I really go into debt. Christmas gifts, travel after AEP. I do make a post-AEP trip for a couple of days every year. Just got back from New York City. And there's a lot of money being spent. So I go into even more of a hyperdrive than the annual enrollment period because I don't want to be in debt come January 14th. That's when Chase Quest is due, is January 14th. I don't want the interest. I don't want to have to split the payments. I don't want to have to check off the purchases over $100 to get that interest free. So I make sure that there's enough coming in from various carriers even before all of my commissions from the annual enrollment period start popping in as well. So, Mikey, I'll ask you, if you had the same question, if you had to come up with some cash for Christmas, how would you do it?
I would definitely attack my book of business and try to offer other health products. Aside from Medicare, we all know a lot of co-pays and co-insurances that are associated with everyone's plans. But when they have those really big copays, those inpatient hospital stays, how are they really going to cover that? You know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, and you want to be able to be prepared. And during the holidays, you are spending money on Christmas gifts and you're having family come in or you're traveling somewhere. And then what happens in an emergency where you have to go to the emergency room and then it's a real serious emergency and you have to become an you're admitted to the hospital?
Absolutely.
How are you going to pay for that copay, whether it's a per admission fee or if it's a copay per day for the first 5 days, which you know, a lot of them have increased a little bit. So hospital indemnity is a great, great plan to offer to your clients that actually puts money in their pocket, or they could use that money to help pay for their copays or co-insurances. But hospital indemnity is a really, really great plan that works with Medicare Advantage and also ACA plans. You know, there are HMO based, PPO based plans out there that, you know, yeah, you might have certain copays that are higher than others. And again, unexpected emergencies, you got to be able to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. So hospital indemnity would be one, since, you know, you can sell those year round. You're not restricted to an enrollment period, as long as your client qualifies, which I know most days now, they're all guaranteed issue.
They are up to 68. You work in the 65 market. I want to kind of jump in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't interrupt you, but I
know. No, go ahead.
You should be used to it.
Absolutely.
I love interrupting him. So hospital indemnity, Mikey's right. Emergencies, you don't wake up in the morning and say, you know, today and the next 2 hours is the day that I'm going to have. It's going to be an emergency in 2 hours, right? I mean, I've tried it at work before. I have told, you know, my upline, hey, there's emergencies going to happen around 4 o'clock. I need to check out around 3. But realistically, you cannot plan an emergency. And it never seems to come when you have a checkbook full of cash or a pocket full of cash or you're flush with money. It always wants to come after all the bills are paid and you've got, you know, a couple hundred dollars left over or a couple of dollars left over with today's economy. You really don't have anything. That emergency happens. So the hospital indemnity plan is probably the easiest integration in a conversation. And if you stage it perfectly, and the way I instruct our agents and I do it myself, is while I'm reviewing the summary of benefits, is like, so you see here, Mikey, you've got inpatient hospital stay, a monthly plan premium is $0. There is no deductible for the pharmacy or the medical side of it. Your doctor's visits are $0. Your primary care is $15. Yeah, all right, your inpatient hospital stay, it's $350 or $425 or whatever the case it is. That's probably the largest copay you'll come across. But remind me, when we finish this and your application, I want to talk to you about a plan that's going to cover these largest copays when, not if,
right,
when they come due. You're framing this into an everyday conversation. So I know I'm seeing it in plain black and white print here that I'm looking at $350 for the entire stay of the hospital, or $425 per day for the first 5 days. I've seen these things go up to, I think, $725 in certain states, $725 per day for the first 7 days. At that point, you're paying more than what original Medicare wants you to pay in an Advantage plan. And the cool thing is you get some enhanced dental or maybe some transportation. There's the advantages to it. But if you frame it and then keep dropping down and say, all right, now here's the next largest, say ambulance is $250 per one-way trip. Per occurrence, or air is 20%. But that plan I want to talk to you about at the end, it's going to cover that as well.
That's right.
Once you build that value, and I've said in our AEP kickoff, I preach it as often as I can, is a lot of agents, and I was the same one a long time ago, a lot of agents sell based on what they're comfortable with. Do I think this is a value to my client? But there's a key thing, and it's do I? It's not what you think, folks. And I hate to break it because I am the one that thinks my opinion is best one in the room. Would you agree?
I would say so. You're an expert. You got over 17 plus years of experience. And that's where we come in. We are the expert. They're looking for guidance. And we're explaining everything to them. And you know, you really, as Jeremy likes to say, they don't want to be exposed to these co-pays or co-insurances. They got to be protected. And here at Trusted Senior Specialist, our
Mantra
or motto.
Motto.
Or our,
slogan.
Slogan yeah. is we protect your most valuable assets, your health, your wealth, and well-being through the profession of insurance. And we've been talking a lot about health, but plenty of other health plans out there that work with Medicare Advantage, in addition to the hospital indemnity plans, other ancillary products, as they like to be called. You got dental, vision, and hearing. And as we well know, Medicare Advantage, the advantage part is they do offer extra benefits, but you know, you may need a little bit more on the dental. You know, dental is not cheap. And so sometimes you have some plans that offer $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 dental benefit, and that's all you get. But if you add on a standalone dental plan that offers an additional $5,000, you can give your client extra coverage to help cover all those dental procedures that they may need. Or just or extractions, or maybe even dentures, because we know some plants don't cover dentures and or implants.
Implants, that's the big one now. Everybody wants an implant until they have to go get one. I've heard that dental pain is no laughing matter. I mean, it's not fun. The plans do give you some extra benefits, but I mean, be prepared. The plans are really inexpensive in you know, relation to what they offer. So we'll kind of close on the hospital indemnity now. Just ask them as soon as you're going over the summary of benefits. Let me show you about a plan. Remind me to talk to you about a plan at the end that's going to cover these largest copays when they come due. You got to frame it properly. Otherwise, you're just, okay, this is another slick back haired insurance salesman trying to get a fat check based off of something he thinks. Or if you don't offer it based on what you think the client needs, people are going to buy based on their perception of value. That is probably one of the most important takeaways as we're talking today, is perception of value. People buy based on their perception of value. And if you don't offer it because you don't think it's valuable, you are losing out on opportunities.
So we've been talking a lot about health insurance, but we do offer an array of products. You know, our portfolio has, I don't know, maybe over 100 carriers. And then with each carrier, there are probably 4 to 10 products within each carrier. So we also are able to offer life insurance, which is a big, big necessity. I believe is a necessity. Jeremy, you started selling life insurance in the beginning, didn't you?
Well, no, I actually started with Medicare. Okay. But I made my first chunk of money cross-selling life insurance with Medicare. It's way back when you can actually do that. Way before cross-selling and combo selling was cool. You know, you make a nice commission on the Medicare policy, but how can I turn around and double that with an extra product?
Right.
Because commissions 20 years ago were nowhere where they were today, especially leaving the company that I helped start. It was, how do I take this and add to it? And my first contract was so insanely low. I think it may have been criminal, but the guy was, the upline was in South Mississippi. I trusted him because I'm from Mississippi as well. So it's just, you know, it was what it was. And when I started doing the math, I mean, I was going to literally make $1 billion that year. And it never happened. I currently say I'm working on my third billion because I gave up on the first one. But it was also no training. It was also not talking. It was just something that was there. And the way it happened was, I was sitting at my client's dining room table and I saw a final expense flyer. And I knew I had a license, but also I didn't have any final expense experience or contracts. I knew nothing. I mean, you talk about green. I was absolutely flaming neon green with a car battery attached to it. That's green, green. So when I figured, I just asked him a question. I said, so you're interested in life insurance as well? And he was like, yeah, that's the next thing I have to do. I said, well, hang on, I can help that. I don't have any applications with me. So I had to go find a contract thanks to Craigslist.com. Remember Craigslist?
Yes.
That was the thing.
Yes.
And found it. And, you know, the rest was kind of history. I mean, just about every house I sat in got not only their Medicare Advantage plan, but also a final expense policy. And if you really think about it, it's a captive market. They're turning 65. Chances are they're retiring, or you're sitting with them 2 years after they retire.
Right.
They didn't believe the last time an agent told them that their group insurance, their group life policy, or life insurance they had through work was going to expire when they quit or got fired or retired. And now it's time to look at something else, life insurance. And specifically, the final expense side, as if we're talking about making some Christmas cash, final expense, today's Friday. You can write a policy today, tomorrow, Tuesday, and get paid, depending on the carrier, by next Friday. Yep. Some carriers are paying by the day. You write today, you're paid tomorrow. So what a great way, but not just to make a, you know, add to your livable wages and what you have coming in, but think about this. Just like the emergency we talked about, people don't wake up in the morning and say, today's the day I'm going to buy life insurance. Today's the day that I'm going to buy final expense. But they also don't wake up and say, today's the day that I'm going to die. I mean, it just doesn't happen. So you, as an agent, your job is to make sure that they're covered. I heard this years ago. It's my job to make sure you're covered with the proper insurance. That's not my job to explain to your family why you didn't have any. So as agents, we should be offering them our clients, everything that we have. Again, not what we perceive to be of value, but what they perceive to be the value. And proper framing, again, is the most important component of that. Let's talk about life insurance. Mikey, have you ever had to bury somebody?
Yes, I did. And luckily, it was my father-in-law. He died very young. He died at 55.
So weird.
And
luckily, it was your, I mean,
well,
really?
No, well, luckily, wow. He had.
Okay, all right.
He had insurance. He actually had insurance.
Usually people say that about their mother-in-law, but okay.
Right. All right. No. My father-in-law passed away. Unfortunately, he was 55, but luckily he had life insurance. He had a small file expense plan. And I remember my wife, she continued paying it. You know, again, it isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And father-in-law, you know, he had some health issues, but he was able to find a plan that accepted him. So that, you know, different types of companies out there that cater to a specific group or demographic of clientele. And he was a diabetic, you know, he wasn't on insulin, but, you know, he doesn't get rated up, and he got an actual, a guaranteed issue plan, and he got accepted. So it was really great. And, you know, it worked, you know, we got the money, we buried him, in Forest Park right here locally. And, there was money there to pay for his funeral. Funerals are not cheap. They're very expensive. And the prices of funerals keep going up every single year. And having this, you know, he didn't become the next GoFundMe account. You know, you see those every day. A GoFundMe account was created because family couldn't pay for a burial, or they need help paying for a burial, or even medical expenses. So, you know, you don't want to be that. You want to protect yourself. And we know that death is such a subject to talk about, and how do you approach that? You know, we all don't want to talk about it, but it's reality. It's a circle of life. It happens. And again, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And you want to be able to protect your loved ones, not just yourself, but your loved ones. You know, if you have assets that you're still paying on, you know, they're not paid off, you know, how are they going to pay that debt that you leave behind? Because that debt doesn't go away just because you die. It gets passed on to your family, your spouse, your children, grandchildren, however you have it set up. You know, this is why it's very important to talk about insurance and life insurance, especially. And there's all different types of life insurance, not just final expense. We talked about final expense because it's meant for, you know, the smaller policies might be more cost effective, might fit the budget for someone that's older, that's retired. And there's other life insurance policies that can give you or leave your family a pretty good hefty amount of money or wealth that could be used to pay things off or just to supplement that income that's not there anymore.
Absolutely. That brings up mortgage protection is a big one.
Yes.
For those of us that may have recently acquired a house.
Right. That's right.
Talk to their favorite insurance agent. I'm specifically speaking about you, by the way.
Oh, well, we work for a great company with integrity and they offer a lot of great insurance policies.
They do offer a lot of great benefits, but you do know Mike Santos, because you have spent the last decade with me, that when we leave our very enjoyable company, those benefits stay with the company. Oh, that we make sure that, you know, I'm watching out for you.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime. So if you want tips and tricks for how to properly write a policy, join us as I write his policy. but mortgage protection is a big one. You know, final expense, mortgage protection, those are two big ones. They're just life insurance policies for a very specific niche. And it could be a marketing niche. You know, we talk about final expense, but I mean, Mikey's right. Final expense policy, small, affordable, whole life insurance policies that never, ever, ever go away, nor do the premiums increase. That's something you get to offer your clients, is that stability. If they buy it through their bank or a credit union or some TV commercial they see at 1 o'clock in the morning, that may end when they turn 85.
Right.
That may decrease as they go through. If you buy the standard mortgage protection, that's a decreasing balance, which makes a lot of sense because as you make your payments, then your balance goes down. But it also assigns the benefits to your lending institution. Do you really want the lending institution to receive a couple of $100,000? Or do you want that to go to a spouse who is going to have to figure out not only how to pay that mortgage, but absorb the loss of your income? So, you know, we've got the answers through any different product that you want to or need to be offering your client. And again, proper framing during the conversations, you got their Advantage plan taken care of, you got their hospital indemnity taken care of, you got them $5,000 or even $10,000 of extra dental, because folks, dentures and implants are not inexpensive. They're pretty penny. The last root canal I got was $2,800. I got a $400 discount because I was paying cash because my dental benefit had already expired. The group policy is $1,000 or $1,500. Right. Come on, man. Root canals are $2,800.
Right.
With the $400 discount, I'll send you to my dentist. He's a great guy. He's also up in Conroe, so go see him. Shameless plug for that guy. Maybe I should charge him. Advertising. Yeah. So you've got all this in place, but then you just continue to dial down and simply ask them, who's your life insurance with?
Right.
Do you prefer to be buried or cremated? Is a huge piece that, as you said, people don't like talking about death.
Right.
But as effective agents, as agents with multiple policies in our clients, I mean, we work hard to get the people to get our books the way they are. One policy, they're pretty likely to fall off at some point.
That's right.
Two policies, it's just like going fishing.
Right.
You got single hook. It may bend. It may fall out. I've lost so many fish. It's not even funny. Two hooks, it's harder for the fish to come off the hook. It's harder for your client to leave you because now there's multiple things in place. Let me tell you something. You get three policies in somebody. Again, being from South Louisiana, I'm a big fan of alligators. And I'm sure we've all seen the show Swamp People, right?
Yes,
but when Willie gets out there and throws that treble hook as three hooks, that dude catches alligators with the treble hook. It's not coming off, even through that death roll.
Right.
So if you get three or more products or policies with your client, imagine the longevity that you have, that one client that not only you get the initial commissions for, but it's ongoing. Some of those plans in perpetuity.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So
the more, and it's known, the more policies you have under a household, the more they're going to stay with you. You want to be that resource, that go-to person for all of their insurance needs. Of course, we're only talking about life and health. You know, we don't do property and casualty, but if you do offer property and casualty and you want to get in health and life, you already have a well-established book of business that you can reach out to those home and auto clients that you have and start offering health insurance and life insurance. And it's a really, really great industry to be in. Insurance is, I see it as not as a want, it's a need. Everybody needs this. You need to protect yourself, you need to protect your families. Even the younger demographics out there, like Jeremy and I, you know, he has a family, you know, I'm married, bought a house, he has children that college and then young children that are still in grade school. But if he's gone, what happens to them? How are they going to be able to continue on? And I'm sure he has life insurance policies and each, if anything ever happens to him, heaven forbid, we know that, and he knows he has a peace of mind that, or his well-being is that he knows his children will be protected if he's not here, if anything happens to him. And they'll each get a piece of the pie. You know, the way the policies are set up, you have beneficiaries and sub-beneficiaries.
Yep.
That, you know, if something happens to me, my spouse is going to get money. But if something happens to her and myself, where does that money go? Well, you have other folks. You have, you know, my mom, my younger sister, nieces, nephews, you know, I don't have children, but I have other people that in my life that are significant enough to me that I can have them as beneficiaries where if anything happens to myself or my wife, that money is going to someone that I care for and they can help take care of those final expenses and also any debt they're taken care of. They don't have to worry about anything. And so again, it's a need. It's not a want.
It's not a luxury. I've had that said so many times. Right. Life insurance is a luxury. Health insurance is a luxury. Absolutely not. It is a necessity.
Right.
We need to revisit the whole thing about your beneficiaries, but, so I think you left one important person out. So, we've gone over lots of things, but there is one product or one type of policy that a lot of people, agents, either are not aware of, familiar with, or familiar with enough to be confident and comfortable with offering it to their clients. And you know which one I'm about to say?
I think so, but
I don't. Three letters, possibly four.
Possibly four.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is it the HMA?
Yeah, the HMA. Which one's the four letter?
PMA.
There you go. PHMA, right?
PHMA. Okay.
The PHMA and the HMA. So we got a human side, we got a pet side.
Yes.
Did one of my lights just go off? Is that our time?
No, we're good.
Oh, okay. All right. I get confused. I got a microphone over here I can't use. I got lights going off. Mine is like we're at the disco of insurance. So HMA, PHMA, health matching account is probably the coolest, most unique thing that I have seen for not just Medicare beneficiaries, but any beneficiary that's out there. HMA, y'all, you might want to take some notes at this point. Call me tomorrow. My phone will be on.
Right. I'm not getting confused. Not HSA.
Nope.
Not a health savings account, nope. But
health matching account.
Health
matching account. Or if we're looking at the combination of HMA and a PHMA, we've got the human matching account and the pet health matching account. Okay. So pet side, human side. One thing we know, I have a dog. Her name's Khaleesi Jane Johnson. She is a good, healthy mix of a Yorkie, a Chihuahua. What's the other little short dog?
A Yorkie.
I already said Yorkie. Corgi. Yeah. Corgi and a pit bull and a Great Dane. She's got like all these things mixed in with her. I never will forget. She was my first Christmas with her. And I was on the phone with our founder, and partner, Michael Wilhelm. And I came from down my office in my house is upstairs. I came downstairs and this amazing animal that I was conned into buying from Petco, ate half my Christmas tree. That was a fun conversation. Michael heard the whole thing. But I am in love with this dog. She's amazing. She's my early warning detection system. If anybody is even on my street, that had to be my yard. I'm pretty attached to her. Mikey, you've got a two dogs.
Got right? Two dogs and a bird.
And a bird.
Full-bred English bulldog. And then I also have a mixed dog, or as they say, a mutt.
A mutt.
It's a cowboy corgi. And so it's a blue heeler mixed with a corgi and probably something else. And then I also have a Quaker parrot as well. So I got three pets that I have to worry
bird's
about.
Green, by the way.
Yes.
I give y'all some free training if you can guess what the bird's name is.
it's Kiwi.
Kiwi's pretty cool.
Yeah, Kiwi, Dixie, and Tubby.
Tubby's Tubby. Y'all, Tubby's. I'm not going to say that out loud. Then, Mikey, you get mad at me. But Tubby's Tubby. So he's pretty attached to his animals as well. Our seniors they love their animals at a different level because, look, we can go out on a Friday night or a Thursday night or, Monday through Sunday and hang out with our friends, hang out with our kids if we have them. When you get older, especially our population, well, that social time decreases and it becomes more of a hassle. And obviously our friends start to pass away as well. So it's almost like the pets take a more significant role socially for a senior than a circle of friends. So they're pretty fanatics about, right, about their animals. The health matching and the pet health matching account, again, is probably one of the most unique policies that I have ever come across. And the fact that, you know, a Medicare beneficiary can no longer contribute to an HSA that they had at work, that's or right. they, you know, they somehow purchased on their own. Once they become eligible for Medicare, and enrolled in Medicare's A and B, they can use the funds, but they can no longer contribute to it. Right. The health matching account, folks, this is free money. Okay. Free. In the Medicare Advantage world, I have to say, well, we can't say free, but it's you're getting a match on your funds. So they come in about 13 different levels of contributions. I'm not going to say premiums. These are contributions. Right. They start off at $40 a month. Now, out of that $40, there is an administrative fee. And this is written by and underwritten by and powered by a local insurance agency or carrier here in Houston. Out of that, there's an admin fee because they have their staff they have to keep up with. But y'all, if you wrote this policy in January, December, for an effective of January, they pay in $40. They're going to get a 10% match on their contribution for January. In February, that same the same contribution, the $40 less their admin, and then a 20% match.
That's right.
In the second month. In the third month, it's a 30%. 4 month, it's a 40%. On up to, it is considered paid up in 35 months. Now, Mikey can tell you my amazing head-turning math skills, but 35 months at 10% increasing each month, how much is that?
That's quite a bit of money.
That's 350% match.
That's right.
Did there?
Something like that.
350% match based on a $40 monthly contribution. You're almost doubling your money in 35 months. Now, that's the $40 level. I recommend to agents and clients that are going for this type of policy to not use it for the first 6 or 7 months. Right. You'll put it off as long as you can.
Yeah, but you want that money to build up.
Absolutely. Well, you have to. You can use it in January. You write it today, I can use it January 1st. Okay, the policy is effective. I can use it these next month. But I only have that $40 minus the administrative fee to use. So I'm kind of upside down the first month. It's like buying a car. You're upside down the minute you sit in it. But if you can let it sit in there for about 6 or 7 months, you're actually receiving more out with the premium payment plus the match, then you're actually paying in. Imagine this. You pay in $40 less the admin fee. You actually get $50 to pull from. That's in month 7. So it's a way to pay for the copays when they come due. It's another policy. Or it'll cover things that your insurance policy does not cover. It's not an IRS-approved amount. Like insurance carriers don't cover it. Or it's a larger copay or co-insurance. You can swipe the card to use it. Your MedSup doesn't mean a lot of people say, there's nothing I can offer my client because they bought a MedSup. Right. I can't tell you how many times I hear that. But does your MedSup, Mikey, you wear glasses?
Yes.
If you were to have a Medicare supplement policy, would your Medicare supplement cover those peepers you got on your eyes?
No, they won't.
No, they would not. Same thing is if I got to go get this root canal fixed or this molar that's busted, is my Medicare going to pay for that?
No.
Will my MedSup cover that?
No, it won't.
No, it won't. So either I'm buying a second supplemental policy that covers vision and dental, or I've got a HMA that I can draw from and pay for it when it comes due.
Right. And it's very important to know what other products are there that are out there available for you to offer to your clients outside of the traditional policies or plans that you're accustomed to. And then, of course, continuing education and training, learning and understanding your products, knowing that you have additional arrows in your quiver that you're able to offer to your clients to help manage the costs of their copays, co-insurances, of their traditional health insurance policies, but additional stuff that they may not know. It's always good to go to an expert, and you're the expert, and you always have to keep up with your knowledge and the changes in the industry, because there's always changes, especially if you're in Medicare. You know, every year something's always changing, and that's why we do AHIP And that's why, and also regulations and insurance change. And that's why we always do continuing education every 2 years until 20 years, right? But we're going to have to wrap up. And I really thank you all for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Again, our first podcast. Hopefully we did okay. But, you know, we look forward to many more. And thank you again for joining. I'm Mike Santos.
Jeremy Johnson. Happy New Year's. Merry Christmas to everybody. If you need any additional training from us, Mikey was just saying, we actually sell this.
Yes.
It's not that we just throw out there and expect you to do it. We actually do this every day. So give us a call. Let us know what we can do to help you. And we will see y'all on the next episode. Bye, everyone.